This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. This is a Wednesday, the 18th of May 2022. And the time on your clock, it's 12:01. Good day. Greeting you wherever you're listening to the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, the beautiful Lindy. How are you, sister?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Nana.
Yes. Beautiful
looking
day.
All bright and beautiful on this cold Cape Town weather.
Of course. I mean, the weather can't interfere with how I feel, hey?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm dressed up for how I feel in the inside.
La, la, la. I wish I had bells and whistles and everything just to do that. Thank you so very much for joining us today on the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through and is found in the Word of God. And today we have a special guest, you know, import all the way, you know, all the way via UK, via wherever, via Heidelberg, via until here in Cape Town. We're going to be talking about being established in the gospel. We're going to be having Miss Isabel Alice Joubert coming to speak to us today. You know, you have done yourself a very huge favor by tuning in today. Don't you think so, Lindy?
Of course. I mean, what else can... It's Wednesday. It's the Father's Love Show. You know you are expecting so much. The Word, the truth, goodness of the Lord, the grace is flowing, the anointing galore.
Yep.
Everything is right here on the Father's Love Show. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a wonderful time hearing the Word of God, because I always look forward to the Word of God, because I know the Word of God is alive mm-hmm. and active. So yeah, this is the Father's Love Show.
And talking about the Word of God, the Word of God is Jesus Christ, isn't it?
That's right.
The true vine. Exactly. And here is Bongi Omadela saying true vine. So take a listen. And after this, we have Isabel Alice Joubert with us. Bongiwe Madela, true vine. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. And whoever mm-hmm. is planted in me, you know, it bears fruit. Because Jesus says, if you can't bear fruit when you're planted in the true vine, it gets cut off and thrown into the fire. You know, but we thank God that you have made the right choice by tuning in to the Father's Love Show on 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit, your daily companion on this beautiful Wednesday, the 18th of May 2022. Guess what? Like we told you that we're going to be having Isabel Alice with us, talking to us about being established in the gospel. So you can tune in. I mean, you can join in on the conversation and add on your comment or send us your question on 081-7291-657 on WhatsApp. Send us at WhatsApp on 081-7291-657. Otherwise, tune in live, man, and join us live. And look how, you know, beautiful Lindiwe and Alice are. And of course, I'm the rose amongst the thorns. You can also click on just below my beautiful face there, handsome face there. Just click below and send a WhatsApp message. Alice, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for joining us today. And we can't wait to hear what the Lord, you know, has in store for us for such a time as this, what the Lord has deposited in your heart. And I will say at this time, take it away.
Thank you so, so much. Hi, everyone. My name is Alice. And I just want to commend you for pronouncing my name so well.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Woo-hoo. Pretty impressive.
Round of applause.
But I just have the privilege of getting to share being established in the gospel. And this is something that is just reiterating to me at the moment, taking me back to the foundational truths of His Word. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a Christian home, heard about the gospel since forever. My parents were amazing missionaries, and so I just became very familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think much of it, but just this year, God has just really been showing me, Alice, I need you to be established in the gospel.
Come on.
I need you to be established in the word. And so, yeah, I just want to share some treasures that I've been discovering concerning the gospel, and just, yeah, allowing the foundation to be strengthened and reinforced.
Mm.
So what is the gospel? The gospel is good news. The meaning of gospel is good news, good telling, to bring or announce good news. And so in Romans 1, Paul is writing a letter to the Roman believers. Now, that is an interesting book. The Roman church, the body of Christ in who Paul was speaking to, wasn't established by a specific apostle. History says that, or scholars even think, that maybe the people that helped establish the Roman church were people that gathered in the upper room at Pentecost and experienced Holy Spirit and, yeah, had the fire inside of them and shared it with the Roman with the Romans, and, yeah, different Greeks and Jews came to know Christ. And so Paul is writing to believers that he's never met before. He, in the first chapter, speaks about how he's been hindered coming to see them and enjoy them and being encouraged by their faith. But what's so interesting is in, let's see, verse 8, it says, Romans 1, 8, says, first, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. He's speaking to believers that faith has been mentioned throughout the whole world. In our context, that would be maybe the Chinese believers, right? Persecuted, undergoing torture and various different things. And still they withstood, still carried on the faith, proclaimed the gospel of Jesus. And their faith has been proclaimed and known throughout the whole world. We know about them even here in South Africa. And so this is kind of the context of who he's speaking to. He's speaking to people that it's not like they've heard the gospel for the first time. I mean, they're under persecution. They were under Nero, who was, yeah, quite a dictator of note, tortured Christians and used them as lights, would set them on fire and use them as lights for his dinner parties. So these are the people that Paul is speaking to. And but what's so interesting is he writes this letter. And the one thing, when you write a letter to people that you haven't met before, you really are very thoughtful about what you want to say. And the one thing that he says, the first thing that he says, is in verse 15. It says, so as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. The one thing that Paul wanted to speak to the Roman believers about was the doctrine, the gospel, the gospel of grace, to these people whose faith was known throughout the whole world. Why? Why is that?
Yeah.
I think it was such a sobering thing for me to read that, because I think we just kind of get used to, yeah, we're born again, we've heard the gospel, we answered the call, but no, let us be established in this gospel. Let us be established in the good news. And who is the good news about? The good news is about Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And so, yeah, the Lord has just been taking me on this journey of being established in the gospel through the word of God, through the writings of Paul and Peter. And I just want us to go to another scripture. It's really powerful. It says in Galatians 1:11, it says, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul is not speaking of his own authority. He isn't speaking of his own revelation, his own thoughts, his own mind. He was. It was the revelation of Jesus Christ that was revealed. And so the gospel, the good news, is the revelation of Jesus. And good news causes us to joy, to have joy in it. And so if you've heard a gospel that isn't giving you good news about the fact that Jesus has paid for your sin, that he's made you righteous and holy, that your future looks bright through his son, then I'm sorry you haven't heard the right gospel.
Come on.
But do not fear, because it is so powerful. In 2 Thessalonians 2:15, it says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which were taught, whether by word or our epistle." You might be listening to this and thinking, yes, but what if I've heard the wrong gospel? What do I do then? Do not fear. We have the writings of Paul. We have the writings of, we have the gospels, which is the revelation of Jesus coming to earth and dying for our sins. So it says, Paul says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, and if you were taught wrong, whether by word or our epistle." Epistle, another word for epistle is letters. Where do we find these letters? We find them in the Word of God. We find them in the New Testament. That is the book of Romans. You can read the book of Romans and get established in the gospel, because Paul has literally written a memorandum. He's written the whole doctrine of grace, the doctrine of righteousness, the doctrine of the gospel in this amazing book. And so I just want to encourage us to be established in this. In Hebrews 13, verse 8 to 9, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied." Guys, it is good that our hearts be established in the grace of Jesus. Established in the gospel of Jesus, the good news of Jesus. And what is this gospel? We have to go to the most famous scripture, I think, John 3:16-17. Let's go back to the simple things. It says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So this is the gospel that we're talking about. That when we were lost, we had Jesus sent himself. God sent his Son, Jesus, as our Savior. Because he loved us. Because God was so moved by compassion, so moved by love, that he sent his Son so that we would have eternal life. And what is eternal life? Eternal life is knowing him, that we can have fellowship, we can have intimacy, we can have a friend, we can find our friend in Jesus. And so, yeah, I just really want to encourage us to be established. I am doing my internship at Charis Bible College. Founder is Andrew Womack, and you know, we've just been really transformed by the message of the gospel. But I was sitting in a discussion with the first years, and specifically one first year just shared his heart on the fact that for the first time in his life, he is waking up not feeling guilty and condemned by God.
And
it just moved me so much, because that is the power of being established in the gospel. That he's able to have intimacy with God and actually walk out the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of the gospel. And the fruit of the gospel is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. That is what he's experiencing. And so, yeah, if you're feeling waking up feeling condemned by God, I just want to share the scripture with you. In Romans 5, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand." You have peace. We have peace with God. Having faith through Jesus Christ, there is no more fear that is needed, guys. The fear of the Lord, that is good in the sense that there's a reverence, there's an honor. But fear that makes you run away from God, that pushes you out of intimacy, is not godly. And that's not what Jesus paid for. He paid for you to have intimacy and relationship with him. One last scripture in 1 John 4. It is probably my favorite scripture. But it says, love has been, John 1 John 4, verse 17. It says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness mm-hmm. in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
So let's be established in what Jesus has done for us, that we can stand with boldness coming to his throne room of grace and obtain mercy in his sight.
Come on, Lindy. I feel like she can just go on and on. I'm already feeling the rest. I'm already feeling the comfort. I'm already feeling the peace.
Yeah,
that is why, like, I feel like she can just go on and on and on and on, and just share this. You know, I'm listening. You know, there's a time where I'm gonna ask this question. Maybe when you come back from the song, why is it so important? You know, I wrote here, why is it so important for me to be established in this truth? Because I was just thinking about the listener right now, listening to Alice speaking. And, you know, in the process of that, then God answered me, you know, in the way how you just landed it on a very well-known scripture that we all know. But unfortunately, we don't want to, I don't know how we take it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes. You know, we just say it, but it doesn't witness something.
Mm-hmm.
That God loved me whilst I was still a sinner. God loved me the way I am. And his love was not based on what I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was not based on what I was to do.
Yeah.
But it was based on, Jesus coming here on earth to die for me. Coming here on earth to pay the price that he was not even supposed to pay. I was supposed to pay that price. So, without me becoming perfect.
Yeah.
Because often than not, we think now that we're born again, there are certain things that we need to do. You know, I need to wake up at 4 a.m. and pray. I need to make sure that, you know, I fast at least once a week. And, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
But, you know, just being established in that truth. Just being established in that good news. Because maybe when you say gospel, you know, some people are thinking like this big, huge, super galactic thing.
Yeah.
Gospel, I like it the way Andrew puts it. He says, gospel is not just good news, but it's too good to be true news. You know what I mean? It's just too good to be true news that, you know what, we were supposed to pay the price and God looked down upon us and was like, Jesus, you go. I love Alice so much. Sometimes I feel like God loves me more than he loves Jesus. That he looked at me and I was like, nah, Jesus, nah. You go die. You go take the beating for him.
Sure.
The way I love Bongani, the way I love Alice, the way I love Lindy. You know, I can't just. Lindy.
I love the fact that she explained, because I had this thought, or maybe believing that one of our listeners was asking themselves, but you know what? I hear people talking about, what is this gospel? What are you talking about? What gospel? Why must I be established, in this gospel? But I love the fact that you were able to explain, and you spoke about, you know, the John 3 verse 16. We grew up with this verse. It like became like a rhyme, play, you know, something that we know, but I don't think we fully understand, you know, what this word is. Yes, the intensity of this word, that God so loved the world that he gave his only, you know, his best price for us, that Jesus could die, you know, in our place. And you're talking about the gospel is the good news. Because, hey, there's so many things that we've heard before and we thought it was the gospel, but it wasn't. And I love that you emphasize that if it's not good news, it's not the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust our listeners are really, really have received, or they have been enlightened to the truth that the gospel is good news. If it's against or contradict this, it's not the gospel.
It's not the gospel indeed, I tell you. When I look at it, how pricey we are. How valuable we are.
Look, hey, don't get me started, hey.
Smoking awful saying, I understand, Lindy. Smoking awful says,
okay.
I understand. After this talk, I'll get you started. Don't worry.
There's no better place where you could be on this hour, in this hour, ne? On this beautiful day. At this hour. Oh, everything, this, English. At this, within, around, above, everything else. So that's where you're supposed to be. This time of the day.
Bottom
on the Father's
right,
on the Father's Love Show. I'm telling you, I'm listening to the word that Alice is sharing. I wrote down, I trust that you have your notebook, your tea, water, lemon, hot water with lemon by your side, and you just ready, be expectant of the great things that Alice is still going to share with us. But you know, when you went to the break, when I said to you, when I said to you, don't get me started on this.
You know,
when I spoke about, you know, the intense, sometimes you don't understand the intensity of the scripture, John 3 verse 16. Mm-hmm. And the other day I was thinking, I mean, come on, with all God's creation, with all the beautiful, magnificent things. Yes.
Yeah. Tongue twister.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
All right.
Okay.
That God has, you know, created. And God just created me. And then he chose to dwell in me.
Come on.
I mean, that's the gospel. That's too good to be true, hey?
Yeah.
That's so amazing. When I think about that, I mean, come on. It's just everything, whatever that I may be going through, whatever challenges that I may be facing, it's just, I don't know, it disappears when I just think about the love of God and how much God loves me. And Alice talking about being established, you know, in the truth, and talking about that first year student who felt, you know, that after receiving this truth, that he never felt guilty or condemned anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you receive the, you know, the truth, the gospel.
Yeah.
You know who you are. You know you are loved. You know you are God's beloved. You are the apple of God's eye. There's so many things that I can say. Yeah, let me not waste time.
There's so many things that you can say. I can see that, Lindiwe. And also, I think our listeners also, they want to share something.
Mm-hmm.
Please do send us those WhatsApp messages on 0817291657 on KPOP. Just say Father's Love. And just share your message, just share your thoughts with us. Yeah. Or just go to our Facebook Live on 729 AM, Kapsa Council, because we are live right about now. And just click on, just below my beautiful face there. I always say this, I love my face.
Okay.
Because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made by God. That's also good news for me, you know, that I get to establish myself. But Alice, I asked this question. I'm going to ask this question again, like I'm ignorant, like as if, you know what, I've not been listening to you as you started sharing with us. Why is it so important for me to be established in this truth? What, you know, people always ask this question, what's in it for me? You know, what benefit do I get for me being established in this truth?
It's a brilliant question. I have a scripture that comes to mind, Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. Established, another synonym or another word that you can use for established is rooted and grounded. Drifting is something that happens quite slowly.
Mm.
It's not something that happens straight away. And so, just speaking from my own experience, not having been drifted, not having been established, I would tend to drift.
Mm.
Drift in relationship with God, drift in living in the freedom and the victory that Jesus has paid for.
Mm.
And so if you want to live a good life that is full of joy, full of freedom, full of victory, get established.
Amen.
Get established in the gospel, in the gospel of grace. One example, I'll use myself for that example, but I shared previously that I grew up in a Christian home, and parents that loved the Lord, that really, I was very privileged, pushed me to, or encouraged me to get into relationship with God, but my relationship with the Word wasn't so strong.
Mm.
And so I lived under a lot of condemnation. What I mean by that is a lot of self-hatred, a lot of self-disappointment. I put a whole lot of rules on me because I thought that that was the way to please and honor God. He blessed me so much in my life, and I wanted to repay him, and so I thought that repaying him was going out on the streets and winning as many people that I could to Jesus, or reading my Bible every single day for at least like 2 hours. Like we come up with our own law.
Yeah.
We speak about the law like the Ten Commandments and all of the traditions that the Jewish, the Jews used to do. But we come up with our own law, with our own standard that we think would please God. I heard someone say you come up with a law that you can achieve on your best day if you did everything perfect. So you're constantly just trying to attain this. And when I started getting established in the gospel, established in the good news about Jesus, I was able... I'm in the Word the most that I've ever been in my life. Not because I'm doing it out of fear or judgment, but because I'm discovering Jesus.
Amen.
He's a person. He's full of love and grace and mercy. He's a person that you can engage with and have a friend with, and just have a really intimate relationship with. And so, man, everyone has a free choice. You don't have to be established in the gospel. But don't you want to live the life that Jesus has for you?
Yeah.
Don't you
want to
live in the purposes and the plans that He's promised, that they are good and of a good future? Get established in the gospel.
Amen.
Get established in the gospel. I'm going to try and put you on the spot. Today I'm on fire, Lindy.
Okay. Okay.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Alice, it reads as follows. I'm going to read it in the New King James, and I'm going to read it in the NLT. It says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." Verse 8. "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." Like I promised, I said I'm going to read in the NLT. In the NLT it says, "And now, just as you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him.
Come on.
And let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Verse 8. "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ." Could this be related to what you're sharing with us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Most definitely. And I think, and that's why we all sound old. You might be listening to us and thinking, oh, this just sounds so great. Like, oh, they're just coming up with all of these things. No, we're delving into the Word because we're experiencing the gospel. It's making us hungry. It's making us hungry to experience more, taste more of what He's written in these words. That's why Paul said, "Stand fast and hold to the traditions that you were taught, whether by word or our epistle." And so, if that means getting an NLT Bible, grab it.
Yeah.
Like, get a version that you can understand. Like, don't try to be all old King James, and not understanding what you're saying. Because the point is to bring us freedom. The point is to reveal who Jesus is, and to bring us into intimacy with Him. And so, I guess my heart is just that you would discover the treasures and the mysteries of the gospel through these words.
You know, I liked it when it says, you know what, make sure that your roots, they grow down deep into Him. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. You know, it has sort of like stirred up this hunger, you know, in me to want to know more. You know, no wonder the cherubim, the seraphim, and the, you know, the circulating around the throne room. And each time they come face to face with the Lord, they say, "You are holy," because they see a different version of Him that is so awesome. That is so wonderful. That, oh wow, how awesome you are, oh Lord, how wonderful you are. So saints, really, we need to be established in this truth so that we can find this rest that, you know, at the right of the book of Hebrews in chapter number 4, verses 11, it says, let us labor to enter this rest. And the only way we can enter this rest, because verse 12 then gives us the answer on how we can enter this rest. It says, therefore the word of God is active and is alive. And when you say we must be rooted or be established rather in the gospel, you're actually saying, let us be established in Christ, because Christ is the word. Christ is the gospel. You know, the gospel is about Him. And you know what? When we are rooted and grounded in Him, no wonder it says, when we are planted in Him, the true vine, man, we're going to bear fruit. And when we bear fruit, God is going to prune us so that we can bear much fruit. You know, meaning there is no end. There's no end in what we can be, in what we can achieve when we are rooted and grounded in the source. Because nothing was made that was made without Him. So even us, our existence, we owe it in Him. That's why in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Here's Bob Carlson saying, living waters. Actual living waters. So beautiful.
That's where you are right now on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course Bongane, with our special guest Alice, who shared a word, a timely word, relevant word for us, that we need to be established in the gospel. The gospel is good news. And I love what you said, Bonga, that is too good to be true. Indeed, when you know how much God loves you, I'm telling you, nothing shall be able to stand in your way. I've received so much today on what Alice, on what you shared with us, you know, this beautiful afternoon. But what one thing that I think I can take for me, that when I establish myself in the gospel, then I get to discover, not only do I get to discover, you know, Jesus, but I also discover who I am. I discover who I am, why God created me, that God has plans for me. And I trust that our listeners, you know, they are inspired, they are empowered, and to go and study the word for themselves so that they can discover who they are. They don't allow someone else to tell them who they are, but let the word, you know, tell them who they are. I'm telling you, I am, when I get home, I'm just going to go through the scriptures and allow the word to speak to me. I want to, you know, that not only the word in my mind, but I want the word of God to find a place in my heart, that it begins to yield the desired results that was intended for me from the beginning. I am so excited.
Excitement is in the air indeed. Alice, your final words, please.
Be established in the gospel. No, it was very much a privilege to get to be with you all.
Amen.
And yeah, that we could just gather around the word and be established in truth. Because who wants to be deceived?
Who wants to be deceived? No. Indeed. And as the Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 that we just read, don't allow people to tell you nonsense. You know, other than the good news that the Lord has already told us. You know, I just embrace the word and just be rooted and established in the word of God. Be rooted and established in the fact that, you know what, you are loved, man. You are accepted in the beloved. It doesn't matter who accepts you or doesn't accept you. It doesn't matter who has rejected you. God said, hey, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to be with you till the end of the age. He says in Psalms 91, I'll be with you even in trouble. When you are in trouble, God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's going to be with you. Even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is going to be with you as the true shepherd, as the good shepherd. He's going to walk with you. I mean, that, Jay, should take away all the anxiety, should take away all the depression. You know what, like Paul says in Philippians 4, Ella, rejoice always. And he says again, I say rejoice. And then verse 8, it says, whatever things are pure, whatever things are noble, whatever things are good report, whatever things are praiseworthy, think on those things. Think good news. Think the fact that, you know what, I'm loved. I don't care who doesn't love me. I don't care who doesn't accept me. You know, my identity is not found in clothes, it's not found in people, it's not found in whatever music, it's not found in the car that I drive, the food that I eat, but my identity is in Christ Jesus, for in Him I live, in Him I move, and in Him I have my being. I tell you, you've just set up something from the inside of me. Alice, thank you so very, very much for taking time out really to go to the throne room of God and download such truths for us that will give us this freedom and excitement that we now have. You know, and we wish we can go on and on and on. Hey, Lindy.
It's time.
You know what? But don't worry, Alice is just around the corner, so we're going to call her back to come and share these truths, man, with so much passion, with so much love, with so much ease. You know, and we're going to call her back to come talk to us once again. You will be available, right?
You know where I am at.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Alice, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May He continue to shine His face towards you as He causes His grace to abound. Thank you so very much for your time once again. We are here, Lindiwe. Till next time. Same place, same time.
Same time.
We're going to be here, right?
Definitely.
Okay,
there's no better place to be.
There's no better place to be on the Father's Love Show.
And on being Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m.
Because Gilma is coming back at the top of the hour with the news, and after that, Leif Steyn. I don't know where you want to go to. So stay here with your daily companion. 7 to 9 a.m. Kapsa Kansa. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.